Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 81. Struggling to build a fit and healthy body? You must do this. By Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, happy Monday, and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. I'm your host, as always, Dr. Neil Malik. Now, if you're new here, this is the podcast where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs out there. Now, someone reminded me that I never addressed the World Series. Now, for those of you that don't live in the U.S., baseball is still a pretty popular sport here in this country, and the World Series is the last series of the season. This is where the two best teams come together, kind of like the World Cup in soccer or football. One of the teams in the World Series had not won a World Series since 1908. So it had been about 108 years since they had won their title. And sure enough, the Chicago Cubs won their first World Series after 108 years. As a baseball fan, this was super exciting to witness. In fact, I took a moment and said, you know what? Within my lifetime, I have seen the Red Sox win a World Series, well, three World Series titles, the Chicago Cubs win a World Series, and being from Orange County, California, I love the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, hate the name, but I got to see them win their first World Series title. So it's pretty great right now to be a baseball fan. Today also happens to mark the one day before we have our official presidential election. I don't know about you all, but I cannot wait for this to be over with. I'm so tired of this back and forth, all these propositions battling back and forth. All I request is, for those of you in the U.S., of course, please do vote. No matter what your political leanings are, get out there and vote and express your opinion. Now, before we jump into Nia Shanks' post, I want to remind you, every month, we give away books to random people who are on our mailing list. So if you want to be a part of that and get some helpful spreadsheets to optimize your life, you just need to be on our mailing list. You can join for free by texting the word BATMAN to the number 44222. Or you can enter your email address at oldpodcast.com. Either way works just great. All right, I know you're excited to hear today's post, so let's get to it and start optimizing your life. Struggling to build a fit and healthy body? You must do this. By Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. Do you feel like it's a constant battle to eat well and work out consistently? Or are you struggling to build a fit and healthy body? If there was a secret weapon that could help you achieve results, this is it. Before we examine this, quote, secret weapon, let's first look at the approach most people, maybe you, take to lose fat, get fit, or simply improve their health. They adopt the all-or-nothing approach to health and fitness. Most people ping-pong between both extremes. They do it all perfectly. For example, follow their diet without deviation, do every workout as written, etc., or they do nothing whatsoever. For example, eat poorly and skip workouts. The all-or-nothing approach isn't just flawed, it's dangerous. The all-end can lead to obsession. Some may binge eat or develop disordered eating habits or use exercise as punishment, shame and guilt from being unable to sustain such a rigid methodology, and of course, dissatisfaction from never reaching one's goals. The nothing end is, well, where you don't do a thing. you don't work out regularly or make consistent, smart food choices. Since you're not doing the plan perfectly, you decide not to do anything. How all or nothing leads to failure. Let's examine the all end of the spectrum further. This is when you're kicking ass, bursting with motivation, and committed to finally achieving your goals. You perform your scheduled workouts. You eat your salad like a champ. You don't deviate from the list of allowed foods and successfully refuse those your diet says to avoid. You are all in. But what happens when your kid has a last-minute activity that requires you to miss your workout? What if you get sick and have to miss a workout or gasp two or three? This derails you, and your momentum and motivation plunges. That missed workout or two turns into a month of missed workouts. You are now doing nothing. Or perhaps a special event lands smack in the middle of your fantastic new diet and workout plan. You're going to be surrounded with piles of tasty things that are forbidden by your diet. No problem, because you're all in. You're going to resist the intoxicating aroma of your favorite foods and desserts because you're serious this time about losing weight and getting fit. Then you get there. You're strong at first, but then you spot, oh my, is that a mint chocolate chip ice cream sandwich with an Oreo nestled inside? A tantalized ice cream creation you've never seen before. Screw it, you declare as you wrap your fingers around the cold, delectable dessert sandwich of the gods. Fast forward minutes later, and you're eating other things you declared to avoid. You already screwed up and went off your diet as you discovered how many bites it would take to reach the Oreo in the holy sh** that was amazing ice cream sandwich, so you might as well keep on going, right? You know what happens next. You're filled with guilt and shame. You went off another diet. You're just not strong enough. You're destined not to lose weight or get fit. Instead of getting back on track tomorrow, you're overwhelmed with guilt and again, say screw it and continue to make less than ideal food choices. You, my friend, have quickly transitioned from all to the welcoming, unfortunately familiar, despair of nothing. All or nothing. You do it all correctly, make good choices at every meal and snack, and complete every workout, or you don't do a thing. Do you know why the all or nothing approach is a recipe for catastrophic failure? You can't win. You simply can't maintain the all-in approach without fail forever. So why would you even try? Why would you set yourself up for failure from the beginning? Well, I know why. It's because that new diet or this cutting-edge workout program promises you the results you've longed for, and you just need to apply, without deviation, their strict rules. If you can tolerate the misery, deprivation, and exhaustion, then you'll achieve noticeable results quicker than if you took a slow, steady, sustainable approach. This is nonsense perpetuated by the bullshit of health and fitness. So the question is, if the all-or-nothing approach can only end with failure, what's the answer? How can you build and maintain a fit and healthy body? Answer, adaptation. The secret weapon to lasting success, if there ever was one. This is the powerful sweet spot between all or nothing. Life exists in a state of oscillation, rendering the all-or-nothing approach useless. Adaptation is the only remedy. Whereas the common all-or-nothing approach breeds disappointment, shame, and seemingly endless failure, adaptation gives life to confidence, lasting success, and even reduces stress. You can attempt to do it all until you end up doing nothing, or you can embrace adaptation and achieve maintainable results while actually enjoying the process. Adapt to build a fit, healthy body. If you're ready to build and maintain a healthy and fit body, you must learn to adapt. The good news is it's easier than you think, much easier, in fact, than trying to follow a perfect plan, expecting never to slip up. You'll go through periods where you eat well and never miss a workout, but you'll also inevitably face challenging times. Here are some common examples you'll face and how to successfully adapt. 1. You sustain an injury. Adapt. You can always do something. Focus exclusively on the things you can do and get better at them. 2. You can only make it to the gym twice this week instead of 3. Adapt. Go twice and perform your workouts. Improve your performance from the previous time. You can perform a third bodyweight workout at home. Problem solved. 3. You're at your favorite restaurant that has the best homemade pasta and cheesecake. Adapt. It's fine to enjoy your favorite foods on occasion. Either split the meal with someone else, take half of it home, or just enjoy it and move on. When you follow simple nutrition guidelines, you're free to enjoy your favorite things occasionally. This is much more enjoyable and realistic than trying to avoid a long list of foods forever. 4. Your workout window was chopped from 60 minutes to only 30. Adapt. Do fewer quality sets. Or switch to a workout that has you moving more and resting less, like the one in the minimalist programs, so you get in the same amount of work in less time. It'll be tough, but sufficiently effective. 5. You're at an airport or fast food restaurant, and you're stuck with less than ideal food options. Adapt. Make the best decision you can with what's available. And 6. Some unexpected event occurs, and you lose motivation to keep working out and eating well. Adapt, but do something. Perform shorter workouts if you must. Eat smaller quantities if you truly don't have better options available. Adapt. Adaptation, it's your secret weapon to achieving the results you want and ensuring you maintain them. Learn to adapt to any given situation, be it with nutrition or working out, and you'll do well. The next time things don't go as planned, for example, you miss a workout, get injured, indulge more than you anticipated, have to decrease the frequency with which you go to the gym, ask yourself the one question that matters. What is the best decision you can make with what's available? How can you adapt? Answer, and then execute. You just listened to the post titled, Struggling to Build a Fit and Healthy Body? You Must Do This, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This post really hit home with me this past week. I had huge plans to be at the gym about 4 days this week, but I found myself really busy at work. I even had to work this past weekend on Saturday all day. How many times did I end up actually going to the gym this past week? Twice. That was it. Super depressing for me. I need to work out in order to maintain my sanity. So, being the perfectionist that I am, I was really hard on myself. But reading this post, I was like, oh my goodness, this is perfect. I am okay with the fact that I only got to the gym twice this past week. Because you know what? I still feel good. I didn't push myself and get injured or get sick. That's what usually happens to me when I push myself too far. I end up with the flu or something like that. And I know that I will be back in the gym as soon as I can. And I've made peace with that. My body was telling me it was tired, and I listened. And in fact, I'll leave you with this quote from the great Winston Churchill. Success is never final. As Nia Shanks said, it's important to adapt. Now, if you want to show your support for this podcast and also get some free stuff from us, including being entered to win a book on the first of every month, come by oldpodcast.com and join our mailing list. Or, for a faster way to join, you can text the word BATMAN to the number 44222. It's totally free, and again, it's a great way to show that you like what you hear. That's it for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful Monday. Thank you again so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support and sharing this podcast with a friend. And I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.